Well, I was a secretary. Secretary to the chief engineer, usually. And I was relief secretary to directors. So was my sister, actually. She was a secretary.
So, when were you born?
In Melbourne, Victoria, Australia.
And the year?
When I was 1926, Christmas week.
And
when? The hottest day of the year.
Was it?
Christmas week.
Oh, yes, it would be.
In Melbourne.
And when did you come to Doughty?
When?
Roughly.
I worked at Rotor. When my father started off Rotor in the heat treatment shop.
I see.
He was a blacksmith, heat treatment engineer.
And Mr. Father's name?
Gay.
William Edgar Gay.
He is a blacksmith. And that would be in 1935, 36, would it be?
Right, yes, yeah.
35, 36. He was in lodgings for 2 years because we were living in Middlesex then.
I see.
My mother was Australian.
Is that the reason you came to Doughty, came to Rotor, because your father was already there?
Not because Dad was there, no. It was just that I lived at church, not in the village. I lived right behind the Heron Hounds.
Right.
Field End, at the top end of the estate. Those houses were built for people who worked for Rotor. Because you know how Rotor got its name, don't you?
Yes.
You know, Rolls-Royce Bristol Aircraft.
That's
right. Amalgamation, 1936,
so,
I think it was.
So you were saying you were working in the front block?
Yes, up above the front door.
Who did you work for?
I was in the typing pool, and then I got a job to, whatever was his name?
Carnegie?
No, Carnegie was Doughty's.
Doesn't matter, the name of Carnegie.
Carnegie was the present day, well, he's retired now. No, he wasn't in Rotor.
I worked
when it was Rotor, before it became Doughty, when we had another firm across in the airport.
Messier?
Messier, British Messier. Yes, they used to come across and share the canteen.
Right.
They didn't have their own canteen.
Did you spend most of your working life in the front block?
Yes, upstairs above the main door. Yes, that was the typing pool. There were 10 of us, I think. It was 10 girls in there.
In the typing pool?
Yes. There was a Mrs. Williams in charge. She lived right in the village, beyond St. Andrews, the church.
What sort of work were you doing then in the white
block? I'm a verbatim shorthand writer. I am a shorthand writer.
Pittman shorthand?
Yes. I've featured as well, you know, like a trained teacher. I've reached 200 a minute.
Oh.
I'm a very high writer.
Those skills are a long time gone, aren't they? What sort of, who did you work for? Were there various people you worked for?
Wellington and Clifford. Oh, in the Rotor, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, who was a Mr. Hunt? Mr. Hunt, Doughty's, I think he was a Doughty man. I was up in the typing pool, and then they used to borrow me. I was relief secretary for anybody, all of them.
Did that mean that you went out to other companies?
No. The companies within Rotor would borrow me.
So you saw your way around the factory?
Yes, absolutely. My father worked in Rotor. He was a heat treatment department. He was a blacksmith.
Can you remember any of those departments that you went round the factory? It'd be like training and
sales or commercial.
Main drawing office, Stalag.
My husband was a draftsman in Doughty's too.
What was your husband's name?
Cyril Everett. He was at Doughty's.
He helped set up the drawing office with Sir George Doughty, apparently.
So right.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He did, yes.
And was he based at
Rotor? And Colin Fry.
Was he based at Rotor, your husband?
I've got to think.
Or was it back at Arcourt?
Yes, he was when I met you, wasn't he?
Was it Arcourt?
Yeah, where did Cyril work when I met him? Yes, he'd gone to Rotor for a while.
Initially?
Yes, he was mostly Arcourt, he was.
Initially, the drawing office was at Arcourt with Sir
George, he was Arcourt, yes. Sir George Doughty had a glass eye, you know. Did you know that?
He lived in Boston, you by M&S, you said.
Yeah, and he had a blonde wife. I met his wife.
Virginia,
the second one. I knew her.
Did you have any friends, close friends, acquaintances at Rotor?
Only in the tennis club. I played tennis a lot.
Right.
Hard tennis, you know. And I played in the Doughty Club, and I played for Rotor, and I played hockey for them.
Bit of a sportswoman then.
Yeah, I was. I loved athletics. Yes, I did.
So you appreciated the sports and social side of the company?
Yeah, and the drama. I was always on the stage, acting the goat, you know, on the stage.
Who were those productions
And
for,
I used
then?
To get the character parts. Right. If I had to sob bitterly and broke my heart, well, I could bring the tears to my face. And if I had to laugh my head off to hysterics, I could, you know.
It's a good skill.
I remember the last time I was in a play. I was very clumsy. I was a secretary, but I was supposed to be very clumsy, you know. Because I'm self-taught typist, you know.
Right.
And everybody laughs when they watch me type. I type very fast, but I've never had a lesson.
Right.
Never. And I do use the fingers now, all the fingers. Well, I didn't when I started. So it looks funny to watch. People would rock laughing watching me type.
So you must have moved out of the typing pool to a secretarial job at some...
Well, I used to be sent out. Always to come back to the typing pool again.
There were some names you used to...
There was a lady called Mrs. Williams. She sat in charge of the typing pool.
Right.
And she lived in the village of Churchstone.
Right.
She had an invalid... What Fitzpatrick you used to talk about?
Oh, Ron Fitzpatrick was when I went to Northway, when I moved out to Tewkesbury.
Presumably you moved out to Tewkesbury for Datey Seals, was that?
I was married when I moved to... Yes. My husband founded Doughty Seals.
Right.
Three men walked in to set it up.
I see.
I just got married, so I'll tell you when it was, 1952.
And at that time, did you work at Doughty Mining, or were you still based back at Rotor?
I never went down to our court.
No.
No, I was always up at Rotor.
Yeah, and, but you didn't go with your husband to Seals?
Did you work in electric?
No, Seals was a Northway. Seals didn't exist at Alcourt.
No.
No, it didn't exist.
Your daughter just mentioned Doughty Electrics, did you?
Oh, yes, I went to Ron Fitzpatrick, and he's still alive, I believe. I think he lives in Bishop's Cleeve there.
I remember watching that building burn down, or burn top floors down at Northway.
Oh, Doughty yes. There was a terrible fire at Doughty's.
Very dramatic.
And it was, it was right on the, almost on the bridge. And they were very worried, you know, all the electrics there, terrible fire.
So were you working at that
time? They just done the place out with new typewriters for everybody. They were all lying in the lane.
Were you working there then? Were you working at Doughty Electrics?
I worked immediately after it.
Back in what year was that?
I saw all those typewriters.
Late 60s, early 70s?
Falling through the floor. All collapsed. Oh, dear.
70.
Well, the director would be... I think he's still alive. He's in Cheltenham.
We used to all walk to school. All the kids from the estate at Northway used to walk to school along
Jim,
the seals back past the gates.
Right.
Jim and Carnegie. He lives in Leghampton.
Next to the gate. And we all used to knock on the window on our way home and say, "What's the time, Mr. Jones?" And he'd say, 10 to 4. The patience of Joe, that was a lovely memory.
Yeah. You did.
Did you get involved with Doughty Mining, or were also
I worked
there?
For Doughty Mining, yes. And Doughty Seals and Doughty Electrics.